Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. The USDA announced today that beginning on Monday, April 29th, it is mandatory to test dairy cattle for the highly pathogenic H5N1 avian influenza before they can move interstate. They say prior to interstate movement, dairy cattle are required to receive a negative test for that influenza A virus at an approved National Animal Health Laboratory Network laboratory. Now, the press release does not say how long the order will be in effect. However, the USDA says they will continue to work closely to collect and evaluate additional data and information specific to the avian influenza in dairy cattle and to support state counterparts as this emerging disease in dairy cattle is managed. Along those lines, and according to DTN, some samples tested by the Food and Drug Administration show remnants or fragments of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in pasteurized milk, indicating that H5N1 virus has spread across more dairy herds than federal investigators have discovered. In a statement on Tuesday, FDA explained samples of the pasteurized milk have tested positive for the virus, though the agency said the findings do not represent actual virus that may be a risk to consumers. FDA's statement on Tuesday stressed that pasteurization is generally expected to eliminate the pathogens to a level that does not possess a risk to consumer health. USDA currently reports 33 dairy herds in 8 states have tested positive for that virus. We'll be back with more ag news right after this.
Does your lender work for profit? Or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Have you ever thought, do I really need life insurance? The answer is yes. From paying bills to mortgage or rent, funding college, or supplementing your retirement, life insurance is for more than you think. No matter your stage in life or what expenses you'll leave behind, talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about protecting your family with a life insurance policy that fits your needs. Find a Farm Bureau agent at FBFS.com. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Well, the BLM is hosting its final in-person meeting for their sage-grouse management plan tonight in Casper. The meeting is that same one that previous stops from Warland, Rock Springs, Billings, and Cheyenne, and will include a presentation on the planning effort and opportunities for questions. On top of that, there will be a virtual presentation tomorrow for the entire western states, and final comments must be submitted by June 13th. Well, that's going to do it for today's Ag Headlines here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Andy Schwab.